All right, we are live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada on Thursday, day two, with the lovely Miss Bianca Breeze. How you doing?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
How's your weekend here at the Expo going?
It's good. I'm excited to be here, and I've only been here for like 2 hours, so can't complain.
Having fun meeting the fans, taking photos?
I do. I enjoy it. Like, some girls, they don't look forward to being here. What? It's because they're not, like, making money, I guess, per se. But I, like, love coming. I like meeting them. I like seeing them excited about me in person.
Well, for those who aren't too familiar, how long have you been in the business for now?
I started a little over 2 years ago and then took a small break in between. So about 2.5 years.
Really? That recently?
Yeah.
No, you're just one of those type of girls. Feels like we've known you forever, that's all.
Oh, well, good. I want to be like a home base for people.
Exactly. So what you been working on recently? What you got coming out?
I've been so busy, like I can't even tell you. New Sensations, I have so many movies for them. I've been recently doing a lot more Girl Girl. I don't know why 2 years ago nobody wanted to shoot me Girl Girl. I'm obsessed with making out with chicks now. It's like, I'm so excited. I get why guys do it. I'm like, it's a different pussy. I have to have sex with that. It looks different than that one. I have to have sex with that. So I have incredible, for Penthouse, I've shot probably like 5 girl-girl scenes that are incredible. Oh, I have this whole new thing with Girls Way right now. I play the senator who's straight, and then and her personal life is bisexual hungry, and I like I have sex with women who work for me and stuff like that, and those scenes are fucking killer. So, and one just came out today.
Very cool, very cool. Now, exactly how tall are you?
I'm a tall drink of water at 5'11". Ish.
I was gonna say I'm 6 foot even, and here on this step I'm about 4 inches above you, and you're only a couple inches shorter than I am.
Well, I always wear high heels. I don't care how tall my date is, so I'm about 6'3" on average.
No, I mean, like I say, 5'11", that's like, you know, huge in porn. Most girls like 5'2", 5'3". As a tall guy, it's very refreshing.
I know. They always ask me to take my shoes off, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm sexier with them on. Higher, taller boys.
Yeah, I know. It's an amazing thing. Most of these guys are not the tallest guys.
Yeah, no. So I do a lot of the stepmom MILF with the younger boy. That way he can be smaller.
There you go. There you go. So, do you have any dream scenes or anything you'd like to do that you haven't done yet?
Yes, I would love a nice gangbang. Like, I joined the industry to fulfill my like sexual desires that I felt were healthier fulfilled through this agency or through like this medium. And I've had one gangbang, and it was at Kink, and I got beat up. And then I had one for New Sensations, but it was a very rough thing, and I wanted to be more about like the girl and love. Like, I want a nice gangbang.
Yeah, it seems to be a very popular choice for a lot of girls.
Yes, I love it, and not necessarily like all 5 on you and trying to get on you at once. I like seeing the thirsty guys on the side. Like, if I'm personally watching gangbangs and they don't show the people waiting on the side next, I go to the next video. So yeah, that would be my fantasy.
So do you have any other performers you'd like to work with that you haven't yet, especially now that you're recently got girl fever?
No, I don't like to think like that, like in advance like that, because then I get emotional, like, why haven't I shot with her? Does she not like me? I just get excited with who I'm working with at that time, and that's about it. I think Adriana Chekic would be my favorite if I had to pick one. But we make out inside in my personal life.
Now, are there any goals or things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Yes, I'm actually in production right now for my own website. It's called Painting V Studio. So painting vagina, basically. I'm an artist. I paint, I draw, and I'm putting together like this live online art gallery where it shows people want to see the creation and the inspiration that comes from my paintings. Thanks to media and the internet, now you can like watch everything being done. So we're gonna use that opportunity to sell the paintings of what I do of girls' body parts and then show their creation of how it's done. And then I might have sex with them at that time.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, do you feature dance?
I don't at the moment, but I want to. I need to contact someone to do that. So
I was going to say, a tall girl with those long legs, you had the perfect body for working the pole there.
Yes. 2015 was getting back on track. That's why I go by Bianca 2.0. And now it's on my list of things to do this year. So I'm excited.
Cool, cool. Love to come see you dance.
Yeah. That's all.
Now, are you nominated for any awards this year?
Just Hottest MILF.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, I didn't work that much last year because of the break that I took. And then the few movies that I did, there's all these criterias, and they can't go up against like a Kendra Lust movie. So I understand.
Well, I was going to say, you have pretty tough competition to MILF with Kendra Lust and Brandy Love and Julianne and Ryan Connor and all them.
Right. I'm in this category of amazing women. And because of my look, I'm a little younger than them. A lot of people don't even see me as a MILF in this category, so it's hard for them to put me there. So right now I'm kind of in this like wave pool, per se.
Yeah, you're only what, in your late 20s, right?
I'm 33.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know, I look young. I guess it's kind of a curse right now.
Yeah, I think you're kind of caught in that no man's land where you're not a teen, but you don't look quite like a MILF yet either.
Exactly, and I have a full bush. So then the college stuff, I'm not in that category either.
Yeah.
But my plan is longevity.
Yeah.
I'm a MILF now, so 5 years from now, I will be a known MILF.
Turn into a cougar. There you go.
How are you going to print that when you type it?
I'm not. I'm going to post it live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't transcribe, and we post the audio.
Even better.
Yeah, that's the whole point, so the fans get to hear it in your voice.
Right. Okay. Cool.
All right.
I like that.
Exactly. All right. Last question. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex means to me, like sweaty. I don't like people who don't like sweat. I will not have sex with you if you don't like sweat. Because if we're not sweaty by the time we're done, that was not good sex.
Agreed.
And then it longer lasting is preferred. I don't know, when both people are satisfied.
Yeah, but gotta have that connection and that chemistry, right?
Okay, I take that back instantly. I need to be satisfied 15 times before you come. You know, some guys are like, oh, she had an orgasm. Okay, we're done. No, motherfucker, I just started.
Well, in that case, I hope you're multi-orgasming if you want it 15 times.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, yeah. I usually stop counting, or I start counting once I hit like 5, because I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I'll stop around 10. Counting, that is. But yeah, I'll hold back having orgasms because I know that guy's the type of guy that thinks sex is over now. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to do that.
All right. Very cool. Very cool.
Does that make sense?
Totally. So how can the fans get in contact with you?
You can find me on my Twitter. It's Bianca Breeze XXX. And you can follow my new art gallery Twitter. It's Painting Bee Studio. And I'm on everything, like Instagram, what are they all, Facebook. It's all Bianca Breeze XXX.
Very cool. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
You're very welcome. I hope to win Best Website next year.
Thank you.